This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Keeping cows comfortable is good for the producer's bottom line, but also good for the cow. And on our Wellness Wednesday today, we're joined by Kevin Martin, who's with GEA. He's been a sales specialist in barn equipment for the Western U.S. the past 7 years, and he shares a system that opens up more space for the cows.
From a cow comfort perspective, one of the things that GEA offers is our single beam freestall system. It's very adaptable to different size cows, as well as because everything is mounted from a single beam at the front of the stall, it gives the open and free lunge space that the cow naturally uses when she would be laying in a pasture.
So the feedback from this has been pretty good from both the producer and the cow, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a system that's been copied, variations of it across the industry with opening up that lunge space, but something that GEA developed quite a few years ago and has been very successful from a cow comfort standpoint. And, you know, one of the things that we looked at was not only cow comfort, but also the durability of the system. And because it spans 12 feet, you're eliminating some of the posts that would be necessary from an installation standpoint. As far as down the road and over time, you know, posts rot, they rust, they come off. So it's also a longevity standpoint. So it's something that has been developed in-house.
You know, the word retrofitting comes to mind when we're looking at trying to save money.
Absolutely. From a retrofit perspective, it's a very easy retrofit because you're going in. A lot of times a dairy is doing a retrofit because a failure of a previous install. You know, it's been there over time. It's rusted. It's rotted. We're able to come in and eliminate posts because we're spanning. So it's not only a labor efficient from an initial install, it retrofits very easy. You don't need quite as many posts and things like that. So it's a very good retrofit system as well. From a labor install perspective, it doesn't take as long to install. I tell a lot of people it's a little bit like an erector set. Everything bolts together real nice. It's a simple thing to put together. So you save from a labor install standpoint as well.
Anything else you want to mention?
We talked about one of the changes that I've seen in my time at GEA and going to robotics, and something that we've introduced on a maybe not necessarily a cow comfort thing, but a cow benefit is the robotic feed pusher, which is the FR1. That's been great here over the last year and a half, I think, since we've introduced it. It's really really gaining popularity. There's several of those out on the market. The FR1 uses a transponder technology, so we can run a lot of different routes, different times, different things with it. You know, so when you do look at cows, the ability to keep that feed in front of them, to keep dry matter intake up, you know, that ultimately leads to cow comfort, feed intake, more milk, and that's where we want to be.
You know, there's a few options out there to feed your cows, and this is one of them. You say fairly new. How's the feedback been?
It's been very positive. It's a reliable machine. In a labor crunch time, you may have an individual on the farm that's performing double duty, and maybe one of his responsibilities is pushing feed up, but he may also have another responsibility. Maybe he's responsible for the fresh cow barn, and if a cow's calving, feed's not getting pushed up. You know, so this is something that you can set a schedule for and count on it pushing feed up throughout the day.
So if somebody wanted to find out more info about listening to all this, where could they go?
GEA.com would be a great place to go. There's literature there on the website, and contact one of their local GEA dealers as well.
Keeping up with technology. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's Kevin Martin, sales specialist in barn equipment with GEA. With the struggles facing the dairy community these days, it's more important than ever to take a moment and celebrate the family legacies built on the dairy farming way of life.
So the dairy business is a challenging business, and I found that I like challenges in life.
That's sixth-generation dairy farmer Bill Peck. His family's dairy, Welcome Stock Farm in upstate New York. And for more than 180 years, his family has been up to the challenge of producing quality milk for consumers to enjoy, and they also take great pride in breeding Holstein genetics.
My daily entertainment is trying to mate and trying to make the best Holstein cow that we can make for the future generations.
Welcome Stock Farm also relies on Holstein Association USA programs and services to make each generation an improvement.
That Holstein cow has become the ideal production cow. The progress in udder quality and udders in the last 30 years has just been tremendous.
You can visit HolsteinUSA.com to learn more. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.